Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Gospels do not have lots of stories of Jesus' youth. In fact, this is pretty much it. So, what is Luke trying to communicate here? Was Jesus some snarky 12-year-old? So I see one head nodding, another head's looking a little bit more knowingly, and others are just waiting to hear what kind of parable is going to come forth from my mouth. But what is Luke trying to do here? So I'd like you to take a couple of steps back and try to go back to when you were 12 years old. And you can do it. Some of you easier than others. But you remember when you were trying to figure out who you were. When you were beginning to differentiate yourself from your parents. When you were coming into your own sense of identity. Now imagine how tough that must have been for Jesus. Jesus, according to Scripture, was fully human and fully divine. There were no self-help books to give him guidance. Jesus was the only person in all of history to have this dual identity. And so that might give us an explanation as to why Jesus seems to have been snarky with his parents. Now, you may wonder, what kind of parents are these that they lost sight of him for a couple of days? You are all able, I presume, to drive here this morning, safe and sound in your heated car. But 2,000 years ago, when people went to Jerusalem from the countryside, they often traveled in caravans. And they did that for safety. And they didn't just travel with any old Tom, Dick, or Harry they found out on the street. They often traveled in family groups. So you would imagine that young people might go visit with their cousins. There might be that cool uncle they wanted to talk to. And it wouldn't have been strange that Mary and Joseph might have lost track of Jesus for a couple of days. But they did. And when they realized Jesus was not amongst their group, they panicked. And they hurried back to Jerusalem to find him. Now, you may know a little bit about the temple. The Temple Mount is often in the news now. There's often a lot of violence going on in Jerusalem. But it's a really impressive place. There is no temple on the Temple Mount now. When the Muslims came in and conquered Jerusalem back in the first millennium, they built a mosque there. And guess what? They were doing what people have done all throughout history. They have built a site of worship and claimed it as their own. But the retaining walls that were built around the Temple Mount during its renovation, during the reign of Herod, are still there. And those stones are really big. They're huge. I cannot give you the scope of them just by reaching out my arms. But they're really, really big. Now, my experience at the Western Wall in Jerusalem dates back to when I was 4 years old. And I may have told you this story, I may not have, but please bear with me. My family went to Israel in 1968. We were supposed to go in June of 1967, but if you remember your history, that was not a good time to travel to the Middle East. So our trip was postponed a year. I was 4 years old at that time. And we went to the prayer sessions down at the Western Wall. And the groups were segregated between male and female, which is a tradition in Orthodox Jewish worshiping communities. So I went down with my father to the man's side. And somehow, I managed to pry myself loose. And it didn't take long for me to realize I could not find him. Because all these people are tall. When you're 4 years old, everyone's big. And so I wandered to the back of the crowd, hoping I could spy him. And somehow, I don't know if I saw my mother in the woman's section, or she had her mom sense on and found me, but she came back and got me. I can understand the anxiety Jesus' parents felt. Now, I don't have all the details straight here, but I remember when I was younger, still four, when we went to California, I wore a harness, which was attached to a leash. My parents learned a lesson. I don't imagine that Mary and Joseph placed Jesus on a leash. But Jesus was a precocious child. And just as Jesus had no self-help book telling him how to be both the Son of God and a human being at the same time, Joseph and Mary had no parenting books on how to deal with the situation. So we know that they assimilated the big news that Jesus was going to be the Son of God at his birth. But what did that mean? What did that mean? So I'm sure some of you would like this story to tell us more about Joseph and Mary. And particularly Joseph. Where does he go? We never hear of him again. He's just written out of the script. The Bible is supposed to offer us stories that can help us live better. Hopefully they are reassuring and warm. But the Bible is not about that. The Bible is about Jesus, the Son of God. Think about that. From Jesus' perspective, this all makes perfect sense. Christmas is just a prelude to Easter. So I don't know if I'm speaking for Bob here, but I've said this before, but my preference is for Easter over Christmas. And yes, Easter has been commercialized, but not like Christmas has. But this is what Christmas points to. No cross, no crown.